This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Try the new Subway Turkey Italiano Melt. It's fresh toasted with turkey, Genoa salami, and pepperoni under provolone cheese and tangy new Subway vinaigrette. Subway, eat fresh.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thinking about downsizing? Handling the sale of mom and dad's home? Maybe it's just time to move. Well, where do you start? You start with a game plan that includes answers to what's the house worth? How long is it going to take to sell? How do I get the most for the house? Call me, Terry Hall, and get your game plan started. We'll sit down, evaluate the house, condition, make a plan, and then you decide what to do. No pressure, just a game plan. Call me at 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Is this episode going on the air live?
No.
Crossover. No.
We're not.
Never
we're
let this go out live.
This is just being recorded.
I'll be rich for a future broadcast.
Well, I'll tell you one thing right now.
Gold dust at my
hope
feet.
My new show is a success on television.
Who's this?
Jewish Slater.
Jewish Slater?
He's Christian Slater's cousin.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Somebody got it.
Christian, I get it. Christian Jewish.
He didn't sound Jewish, though.
Well, he's not supposed to sound... I thought he was going to sound like Christian Slater. Yeah. Just because people are related doesn't mean they sound alike. Ridiculous. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's April 29th, everybody. One more day, and this month will be over. And then we're into May. And then I think you can, about mid-May, count on some pretty nice weather. Except, how does it get much nicer than this week?
I know. This
you're looking
awesome.
At you're looking at 70s all week, and then 80 on Sunday, and not a speck of rain till about 4 or 5 days from now. And here's what's interesting: tomorrow night, 38.
Yeah, that's
how
weird.
Does that get in there, but it doesn't matter. It rebounds, it comes back. So you got a great week ahead if you find an excuse to be outside. For goodness sakes, don't pull that. I'm sick. I can't come in. We don't go for that.
And there's so many people that have this head crap going. Oh, I know a lot of it's allergies. I have allergies now that I've acquired over the past couple of years.
But I think the pollen has become so much worse. I don't remember years ago pollen being as bad as it is now. I mean, you park your car for 20 minutes, green dust all over.
Yeah.
It just got bad. Well, the Burke segment goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Until we are finished with the Burke segment and can jump into quite a bit to talk about today, I give you Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much.
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
My daughter Alyssa is in the...
You have a daughter?
Yeah, I have a daughter. I know I don't talk about her much. She's in the...
How old is she?
18.
How do you go 18 years and never mention your daughter?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of rude.
I just thought I'd throw it out there today and let you know, but she's
that's
in...
the kind of thing to send kids to psychiatrists.
Yeah, I know.
How can we help you, young lady? My dad never talks about
me. Yeah, he never mentions me.
So what's her story?
So she's a senior this year, and she's in choir.
What?
And,
well, I didn't know that.
But they have every year, and this is coming up in a couple of weeks, they have a senior farewell concert.
So long, farewell.
So the seniors are allowed to do something solo-wise. And she said at the beginning of the year, I want to do a duet with you on our senior farewell concert.
Aww, that's so beautiful.
And I said, that's great. I'll do that. And I said, what song do you want to do? She goes, I don't know. I don't want to do anything sad. And I said, okay, that's fine. So we're looking at duets. And we're
looking. You know what? Do he stop loving her today? The saddest song. Name the saddest song ever. She's got the opposite of what she wants to do.
Oh, no. So,
I'm kidding.
No, so she. So we were talking about Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe.
That's
and,
a good one.
And then she brought up Dirty Dancing, Time of My Life.
That seems weird, father and daughter.
Well, so does Sonny and Cher.
I
even said Grease. I mentioned something about Grease. But we were looking at songs, and I said, we can adapt something to be a duet. I said, how about You Are So Beautiful?
This is selfish on your part.
I know. Well, I'm just throwing stuff out because she doesn't have a song. Well, we're going through the school year, and I say several times, do you know of any song? I'm looking at songs and I'm throwing out suggestions, and she's like, those aren't farewell songs. Those, I'm like, I don't know what a farewell song is. So I'm just looking for something fun to do.
Well, you've already nailed it. And I do think it should be You Are So Beautiful, and I'll tell you why. You do a great Joe Cocker, okay? So there's an entertainment value to your part of the duet. And then, and by contrast, it's even more powerful when she steps in with her line, "You are so," and does it beautifully, and then back to you. I think it's got all the elements for success. It really does, because you get to do a little comedy, and it spotlights her talent even more by contrast. So I think that's my pick.
Well, now this is the song. So Monday, she comes back.
Peon probably wants you to do Bohemian Rhapsody.
He did. He mentioned that. So Monday, she comes back from her choir trip, and she says, the auditions for the senior farewell are Monday. So they're Monday coming up.
Ooh.
I said, we don't even have a song.
You're making a bigger deal out of this than you should. You really are.
Oh, I know.
This is easy for you.
Well, it's easy for her. I said, I have to learn the lyrics, and it takes me a process to learn lyrics.
All the more reason to do You Are So Beautiful.
Yeah, so...
But she doesn't want to do that.
She doesn't want to do that.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. She's absolutely dead set against.
This is the song that she picked and she wants to do. And I'll have Peon pull it up.
Okay.
It's Billy Ray Cyrus and Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
And it is a fantastic song. And it's all about a daughter growing up and leaving.
Stop it. I'm going to cry.
I know. And I told her, I said, I thought you didn't want to say it.
Yeah, no kidding.
This song is really, really good. And I said, I'm not going to be able to make it through this song.
You will. Because in life, you're able to make it through a lot of things other people couldn't make it through. And you put on a fake smile if you have to. You are. And you also just have an innate, I don't know if it's in the genetics, the ability to cope. You'll make it fine through it. Can we hear this song?
It's Billy Ray. It's Billy Ray and Miley, and it's called "Get Ready, Get Set, Don't Go."
Ready, set, don't go.
Oh my goodness! I'm already crying.
It's a great song. I didn't
even
know
it
existed.
It sounds good already.
I know, it's a really, really good song.
She's got to do what she's got to do, and I've got to like it or not. She's got dreams too big for this town, and she needs to give them a shot, wherever they are. Looks like I'm already leaving, nothing left to pack. Ain't no room for me in that car, even if she asks me to tag along. Gotta be strong. Got the hunger and the stars in my
great song.
I know. Isn't that a good song?
Did she find this?
She found it.
And how'd she stumble on this song?
I don't know how she stumbled on it. And she said Miley Cyrus and her dad, Billy Ray, did this song. And she said, listen to it and see what you think. And then she kept going back and listening to it. And she goes, that's the song I want to do.
Well, I can understand why it'd be tough to learn the lyrics by Monday, because you've never heard it.
Yeah.
Can you not use a little cheat sheet or lyrics or something?
Oh,
you can't read them,
you
can't see.
I will during the audition. Yeah. Yeah. I will during the audition.
A word a page.
But, yeah. Yeah.
He comes up to the stage with 800 pages.
Because the font's so big.
And, and as he's singing, all you hear is page, word. Please get ready, set. Please
don't go.
Yeah. That's a great song if you can, you know, if you can memorize it by then.
We'll pull it off, I think.
And here's the thing. If she knows the song,
she doesn't.
You're in good shape, because if you stumble and lose it, she just picks up. She picks up and sings, and she would do that.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can lose with this.
Yeah.
And if you get up and say, do you have a chance to speak before you sing?
I think so.
If you could say to the audience, look, this is a song I did not know 4 days ago. My daughter found it. Even the title, it's hard to hold it together. Get ready, set, don't go. We're going to give it a shot here. I've never done it. I hope I've got them memorized. But if not, my daughter here is going to pick up if I drop the ball. So let's go. And that's what you do.
Yeah.
And everybody will be with you.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good song. So we're going to do that. That'll be our
And senior. Record it so we can play it.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely will. I told her, I said, I'll do this under one condition. When we do this song, you have to come with me during one of our band jobs and get up and sing it with me during our band job, too.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. All right, good for you.
So that's all I have.
It's funny, because I was asking Peon yesterday. I said, does Dan have any children? He said, I don't know. I said,
yeah,
I have a daughter.
He I've never heard of any children.
And then look here, today you find out you do have a daughter.
Yeah.
All right. And when's the big performance? Where is it?
It's at actually Melville High School. It'll be at that new Nodelman Auditorium.
Can anybody go?
I think so, but it's not a huge auditorium. And
yeah, I better be careful, because if I say anything about it, 300,000 people.
Right.
You get crowd control issues.
The parents of the students won't be able to fit.
Yeah. Well, no, they won't, because according to the ratings, we don't have an audience at all. So you're okay.
Oh, that's right. Oh good.
Yeah. We have ratings?
Good deal.
No, we do, but they don't show up.
And I'm not sure of the exact date of this thing. It's in a couple of weeks. I know that.
Okay.
So I'll let you know.
Anything else?
No, that's it for me.
And we turn to Peon. Anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Let's shut her down. Burke's segment is officially closed. I have said this before, but I'm going to repeat it. And I'm not speaking just for myself. I am positive I'm speaking for most people. You folks, when you spend money on advertising and somebody talks you into paying to have your ad pop up on somebody's computer, when I say this, I'm not exaggerating. Things pop up every day when I'm trying to, like today, I'm looking at STL Today, the Post-Dispatch site. I go on there just to make sure I haven't missed a news story, what's going on, just scan through it real quickly. And three times while I'm trying to read a story, up comes something that covers the screen. All I look for is the X. I don't even know.
You need ad block. Why don't you have a...
You know what I do? How do I get that?
Ad block is a real easy. You have a Mac
is it
computer,
software?
Right?
Or, yeah. I'll just Google how to put ad block on...
Yeah.
My point is this. I can't be the only one that has stuff pop up. Not everybody has ad blocker. You companies need to know something. Not only do I not know who you are, because you have what you've done is you've thrown your ad in front of me and interrupted what I'm trying to. So you've actually made me mad. And if I do ever decide to see who it is, it'll be so that I could call them and say, if you keep putting that stuff on there, I'll never do business with you because you're interruptive. It's... I don't know how else to put it, but when you
I don't know how they make any money from those ads.
I don't either. I've never, not only have I not done business with any of them, I've never even looked at who they are. I just can't get to the X fast enough.
Well, I know STL Today does also is they have those surveys that pop up that you have to click through.
Oh, hold it. Every day when I go, I have to take a stinking survey.
Yeah, and it you have before you can read the story because it's covering the article.
Right.
And so what I do, I just click random things just to get it off the screen as soon as possible.
Well,
so,
thank you for mentioning that too. I forgot about that.
I don't know what the point of that is even.
Well, I guess it's because they probably.
Well,
for,
some
for
company
a price,
pays the STL, you know, they pays the
they
Post
pay
Dispatch
them,
to.
Let's say it's an insurance company, Progressive, Flows Company. They'll pay not just STL Today, but other papers to pop up a quick survey, and then they're given the information. So they're using that as the vehicle to poll people. Well, guess what? I don't think it works. I think in that case, the fact that you have to fill it out if you want to keep reading is probably smarter than just an ad you can X right out.
Right.
It's still irritating.
But I don't even read what the question says, though. I just click the button because usually there's a question and there's like two or three long
off the screen.
Yeah, long boxes underneath it with the answers. I don't even read any of it. I just start clicking, and once you click two or three times, it's gone.
I kind of feel
it's
sorry
necessary,
for
I guess, in these times where
I guess it is.
The money they make on that must.
But
help
here's
run
what
the
advertisers
site.
Need to understand, or businesses that are going through the horrible process of trying to figure out how to spend their advertising money. Not everybody can afford to be on this show and have me speak for them, so let me talk to those people too. Whether you have a lot of money or little money, you want to know that it's working and you're getting your money's worth. You're not going to get your money's worth with stinking pop-up things. You're just not. I've often wondered, what are the best ways to reach people? And I kind of decided that what I think, I don't know what it costs, but if it's reasonable, to me, anytime you have a captive audience and they can't avoid you. Now, for example, TV commercials, I can't avoid you because I did it again last night. I watched a show that we recorded. I flew through every commercial. Didn't watch a one of them. Somebody paid on the basis that the TV network told them, here's how many viewers we have. Well, no. A lot of people don't watch the commercials. But here's one where I think, okay, where can you have a captive audience and they really don't have a way to get away? And one is in the car with radio. Yes, they can change the station, but in the case of this station, and I think sports talk stations, people lock on and they don't change. Now, if it's a music station, a song comes on they don't like, let's jump to another station. But in the case of talk radio, so you're captive. Here's the other place, the movie theater. When those ads come up before the... I think that's probably a pretty good idea.
You can't fast forward through those.
No.
I
do pay attention to those.
And you have to get in there early to get a good seat, so it's not like you can walk right in when the movie starts.
Yes, and I'm comfortable. I'm in a pretty good mood. Mood is important. See, to me, when you're on the way home from work, you're in a much better mood than when you're on the way to work. So that's why I chose years ago to go on in the afternoon. I also believe when you're in a movie theater, you got your popcorn, your drink, it's nice and cool. If it's warm outside, I'm ready to be entertained. I'm in a pretty good mood. I'm more receptive. And I have paid attention and watched those commercials, even to the point of taking my phone and making a note of something I saw on the movie screen. Now, I don't know what it costs, but I imagine it's probably pretty good money well spent on advertising. But this pop-up stuff, you're what's interesting about what I have to do to make a living is the very thing that I do to make a living is the very thing nobody tunes into the radio for, and that's commercials. Nobody has ever said, hey, let's turn on the radio and see what commercials are on. They don't do that. It's an interruption. So you better make it palatable. You better make maybe entertaining or informative so that they don't ignore it, kick it off, turn it down, or change the station. And it's just an interesting thing to watch as we have entered an era where, you know, there was a time when the only people after your advertising dollar was the newspaper, maybe four TV stations that you could watch TV on and no more, and billboards. and the occasional bus sign, but let's go with the big ones. Paper, TV, radio, and billboards. Now, the advertising dollars that are available, however many there are, let me tell you who's after that same money. 200 TV networks, channels, because you can buy local inserts for TV for somebody watching HBO or CNN or Fox News. You can buy locally. Not only is the newspaper still after your money and the billboard people and the radio people, but now everybody with a Facebook page, a website, anything on a screen, an electronic screen, they want your money too. So they're telling you that's where you should spend it because this is the age of social media and young people only look at that stuff. Well, young people also don't have any money. So it's very confusing to the people out there trying to decide how to spend their money. But I didn't mean to get off on a tangent. Back to and the conclusion and the original statement here, the pop-up things I do not believe work. I think you're wasting your money.
Or the spam emails. That's another one I don't get. I mean, I guess if you get 0.1% of the people to
whoever has gone to their inbox and seen, who has seen the subject 30% off on life insurance,
yeah,
and done anything but trash it or spam.
Gain
nobody.
1 to 2 inches in overnight.
yeah, that's another one. Or a pharmaceutical thing.
But if you send out a billion emails and 0.1%
then I guess it's
worth it because it must not cost a lot of money to send out.
No, and you're right. If you're right. If 1% respond, worth doing, I guess. But I'm not a fan of irritating people. And that's not how I ever want to sell anything, is irritating people. That's it. That's the end of that discussion. Now, before we break, and I'm going to play you a little bit of my interview I just had this morning with Christian Slater.
Really?
I saw yesterday where another Christian Slater show is about to come on television. So I went and pulled up because I thought, it seems to me Christian Slater has been on in the last few years at least 3 or 4 TV shows, and they've all flopped. And somebody keeps giving Christian Slater TV show. Well, it says they've just canceled Mind Games. I didn't even know there was a show. That's how quickly it was canceled.
Mind Games.
Christian Slater and Steven Zahn, whoever that is.
Oh, Steve Zahn is a...
He's kind of a funny character.
He was in... Did you ever see Saving Silverman?
Yes. That's the...
This is the fourth...
Neil Diamond movie.
This is the fourth TV show since 2008 canceled that Christian Slater was in, and only one of them made it to part of a second season, and that was a show called Breaking In. I've never even heard of that. And it's the most successful of any of them, which really doesn't mean anything because it still wasn't successful.
Steve Zahn was also the voice of the bear in Dr. Doolittle 2.
Well, who would know that?
I do.
You.
I know.
Why? Oh, now we know who.
And the only one of Slater's TV shows to make it into a second season was Breaking In, and it didn't even make it to what's considered a standard 22 episodes. So I don't know what Slater's got on somebody, some photos, he's blackmailed them. Somebody keeps hiring him, and he's a good actor. And I talked to him this morning, and I said, Christian, 4 shows now since 2008, TV shows canceled, and they keep hiring you. How can that be? Here's what he said.
Well, I have no idea why they keep hiring me, but I love the freaking work.
Well, there you go. He doesn't know why he keeps coming. He was a little hesitant there. I guess he had to think what he was saying.
Yeah, I wasn't. He was
shocked that somebody was interviewing him.
Yeah, he was shocked.
And, you know, other people, some other poor actor or actress, they get on the show, it bombs. That's it. They can't get another gig. Oh, yeah, you were in that failure, and so they're kind of stuck with that. Not him.
Wasn't he in Broken Arrow with...
Yeah, I think so.
And
was that John Travolta?
John Travolta, yeah.
He was like a rogue radio guy. It was called Pump Up the Volume. He was like a pirate radio.
Wasn't he also the rogue video reporter? Wasn't he the guy that had a camera and happened to be on the scene and realized, was that him? Realized there was money to be made in feeding to TMZ and TV stations. I've got an exclusive footage. I'll sell it to you.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was a VHS something in the title. I thought that was him.
Has there ever been a movie with Jack Nicholson and Christian Slater?
Oh, now you got something.
Yeah, I mean,
what would that sound like, Dan?
A father-son duo.
If Christian Slater and Jack Nicholson were talking to each other, it would start with Christian saying, and let's say Jack plays his dad. Mm-hmm. So here's Christian Slater talking to his dad. Here's his dad responding.
Hey, Dad, listen, I really want to go out and play a little catch, you know. Well, son, Christian, let me tell you something. Go get your freaking glove and ball, and we'll go play some catch.
That would be a great... I'd watch that show. All right, we've got a little business. We'll come back and take your calls. Let's see, it's Wednesday, so around 4:15, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us. If you have a pet or thinking about getting a pet, you might want to call this guy. He's as good as it gets. He really is, Dr. Doug. That'll be about 4:15. I need to tell you about American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage... I love American Equity Mortgage. Pee Wee Herman would say, why don't you marry it?
Right.
And I'll tell you why. I love loyalty. I appreciate loyalty. 24th year they just started. And for all 23 years they've been around, guess what? They've been a part of this show. And I don't think that that can be said for any other radio show. I don't know what it is. I guess I do. You folks, go to them and tell them that's why you're there. That's what keeps them on the air. So never forget that when you need a mortgage, we really would appreciate it if you would talk to them. We never tell you to do business with anybody. We tell them to give you a shot at your business because I think that's the way it should work. They should earn it. They shouldn't get it just because somebody told you to go there. We want you to go there and give them a chance to earn it. American Equity Mortgage knows what they're doing. They work very fast. Rates are still really, really ridiculously low. And if you say, well, I don't need a mortgage, I have a house, great. Then you're a homeowner, which means you have equity, and that is the best thing you can have when you need to borrow money. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Meet me. Let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they have cleared that accident northbound 55 at Richardson, also the one on eastbound 40 after Chestnut. So traffic is slow on eastbound 40 downtown from about Jefferson Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. On eastbound 270, that's just a bit heavy at Lindbergh, and westbound 40, you're starting to slow down now approaching Hampton through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. Subway has your chance to win subs for life and more. Grab a 30-ounce Avengers cup and catch Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron in theaters May 1st. Subway, where superheroes eat. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and have the highest possible chance of finding that perfect candidate. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 300,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Hi folks, this is John Shea Mitzer Fixit. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Ah, spring in St. Louis. Finally, baseball, playoff hockey, painting. No way. If you have to paint your home, business, or church, call Rhino Shield and get a 25-year guaranteed protection for 20% off. Wow, 20%? This will be our largest savings of the year, and the offer is limited. Be smart. Call 877-25-RHINO or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius. Painting your home is personal, and we take it very serious. A-plus rated with the BBB? That's serious. If you see cracks, splits, nail pops, take advantage of our biggest savings of the year. Mention radio at 877-25-RHINO or 877-25-RHINO.com. Genius.
Don't paint, don't rhino, go Rhino Shield. Never paint your house again, Rhino Shield.
Have you ever needed a lawn care service for just one day? Call ECI Lawn Care, and they'll cut your grass on demand, and they do not require an ongoing obligation. ECI Lawn Care will cut your grass one time or for the season. It's up to you. Just call 314-546-3170 to schedule an appointment today. They offer the most competitive prices and the most reliable service. Call ECI Lawn Care today at 314-546-3170.
So you've switched over to the DynaGreen fertilizer system. Now, what about your grass? Well, you need to reseed, and the best way to do that is with DynaGreen. You can do the Independence 4-Way Fescue. You can do the Turf Saver Plus with 10% bluegrass or the HGT bluegrass, just like Busch Stadium. To find out everything you need, go to your local independent lawn and garden dealer and ask about DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. Bear Garden Shop and Kirkwood Material are your local DynaGreen dealers.
As a true community bank, Pulaski Bank understands and is committed to the growth of local St. Louis businesses. Although they've grown over the years, they've never lost sight of who they are and what they're here to do. Pulaski Bank is dedicated to serving the needs of their clients by building relationships and trust, giving sound, straightforward advice, and providing exceptional service. Experience true community banking at Pulaski Bank. Call 314-878-2210 or visit PulaskiBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
That is 314-969-KTRS. Some people don't like it when you give letters, like, you know, 1-800-POOL-GUY. So we'll do it this way, 314-969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Greg, a longtime listener and a loyal listener, and we appreciate it, is on the phone. Hello, Greg.
How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm having a great day. How about you?
I'm enjoying the beautiful weather.
Yeah, it's nice. What's going on?
I just want to say that I enjoy your show, and I agree with you 100% about your idea of we need to drop these people with the guns, with people that are rioting and stuff. They were doing that again last night. You know me, I drive, and they were doing that last night in Ferguson. And then when it got real late, I got over there and couldn't get out of there because I'm trying to pick up and drop off people, and I couldn't believe what I seen. I seen flames. I'm like, well, what are they burning up now? There's nothing there left except a few, businesses, and these idiots then took trash bags and garbage cans and a Johnny-on-the-spot type deal, bathrooms, and I had a bonfire in the middle of the street. It was unbelievable. And the police sat back and watched all this. And, I mean, they were back far away trying to have crowd control, but they let them just let them have a bonfire right in the middle of the street. I was like, I can't believe this. And I got footage. Everybody was taking pictures.
So great.
And then I'm sitting there, couldn't get going nowhere, but just waiting for the stuff to try to stop. I'm watching these young people in the dark with the helicopters in the sky go over to other people's houses, grab their trash cans, and throw it back in there. I would be hot if I was living over there and my trash cans were gone.
All right, let me ask you to help me out with something. You listened yesterday, and for those who don't know the reference you just made about dropping people, I said that in any other situation, isolated situation, if somebody was coming after a police officer throwing jagged rocks the size of cantaloupes at him, it would be considered self-defense if the cops shot him. And I saw him charging at police to the point they had shields and backing up, yet they showed total and complete restraint. At some point, one of them will be killed. And I said, we're not sending any kind of message. All I said was, we need to drop them. And I mean, like, kill them. Somebody, that's attempted murder. When you throw a projectile like that at somebody's head, the cop needs to pull that gun out and drop him and go, who's next? Now, that's what I said. You called to say you agree. You're a black man, right?
Right. I mean, not kill them, but if you want to wound them or something, I mean, we got to send a message.
Well, if you kill them trying to wound them too bad, that's what they get. They shouldn't have been throwing fireballs and stuff at the police. And then this knucklehead yesterday sends me an email, and it was only one who says, I'm an out-and-out racist, and I'm wondering...
No. You a lot of people agree. All nationalities agree with what you're saying.
I don't care what color
you are. And I've been said that for years. And I'm going to say these two comments and then jump off so you can let other people come in.
Okay.
One comment is, I know for a fact, we have too many rights in this country where it seems like even the criminals get more rights than the regular people. In any other country, this would be handled a different way. It would just be in open shut, it'd be done.
No, you're right.
And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go, and you get frustrated every time you bring up about these crimes, and I'm going to tell you the reason why people can do what they want to do. We live in a world right now where they sue you for the littlest thing. We're a sue-happy country. So that's why they're afraid to take matters in your own hands and just go all out, you know, Jesse James style or John Wayne style, whatever it has. Thank you for taking my call, and I love the show.
Greg, anytime, and he's got a great point. We are sue-happy. But I don't think I could let somebody kill me or try to kill me and do nothing to defend myself because I might get sued. I'd rather be sued than be dead or be maimed or crippled for the rest of my life. And that's it. Greg, I appreciate Greg's call. What's interesting to me is sometimes I get, I'll get an email that I have to read it two or three times because I can't even imagine somebody's that stupid. And they don't listen or they hear it the way they want to hear it. And maybe one time I should just read you. I keep an email file, a folder called Hate. It's labeled Hate. And they're the hateful emails that I get. And it's not a thick folder. There aren't many. And when I have gone to dump one in there, I can't help but notice the folder is full of emails, many of them from the same four or five people. And they have some... I don't know, something about me. They want to attack everything I say. They want to question me. And I don't know what that is. And if it's a jealousy, if it's something I said one day that turned them completely against me. But what they have to understand is this. You are wasting your energy and your time and your breath because one or two nutcase emails will never alter what this show does or what I do. It just won't. You're wasting your time. And don't you find it interesting that you, Mr. Nutjob, when you're the only one who sees it that way, doesn't that kind of tell you you're a nut when you're the only one? If I went somewhere to see a movie and I'm the only one standing at the ticket window, I got to think I messed this up. Maybe it's closed. Maybe that movie's not here. They don't think that way. They don't look that way. Let me talk to Mark. Mark, how are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you today?
Having a fantastic day. What can we do for you?
Well, I have two points now that you brought up what you just talked about. Have you noticed that people get offended very, very easy these days?
Yes.
And people have lost their job because people got offended. And it's only one person, like you said. It's only one person.
But see, that's part of what's wrong. We move heaven and earth for one person who's bent out of shape.
Right.
What happened to the whole majority thing?
Exactly. And the other point I wanted to make was, everybody was applauding that black woman in Baltimore running after a kid during the riots.
Yeah.
If that same thing had happened during peace, during a peaceful neighborhood afternoon, how many people do you think would call CFS?
Oh, absolutely. They'd said that she's abusing her child.
CFS.
That's an interesting point. Yeah. You're smacking him around pretty good.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point. Any other situation, that's child abuse. In these times, it's child abuse.
And people get so offended. That's all I got.
Mark, thank you.
Okay.
Look, like many people my age, my dad used a belt. I'm not saying this is right, but I would never consider my dad a child abuser. If somebody says, were you abused by your... No, I was disciplined by my dad. But it wasn't abuse. And my mother would say, wait, your dad comes home, he's going to take a belt to you. I don't think it's right, but I also don't think it's child abuse, unless you draw blood or you injure somebody. Did you ever have to cut your own switch?
No.
I did.
Never had to do that.
They make you go out and cut a switch off so they could whip you with it. And if you came in with some little twig, you go, no, cut another one. That's not going to do the job. Now, I don't think that's the way to raise kids. I don't. I've never switched my kids, barely even took a slight little pat to their butts. And they turned out fine.
One time I was sitting at the kitchen table, and I didn't want to eat my vegetables, and all it took was my dad to stand up and start taking his belt off, and then...
Yeah, rawr, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. And I remember, and again, a lot of people will think this is wrong and psychologically damaged. I remember being afraid for my dad to come home. I was scared all day, because when she said, wait till your dad gets home, mm-hmm. I was petrified. I mean, I was so scared. Now... For the people who say that's terrible and that's traumatic, here's the plus side to that. One of the great problems we have with kids now, and I've said this before, is that they're not afraid of anybody. And what happens when you're not afraid of anybody? You do whatever you want to do, and you dare them to do something about it. Where when you are afraid of God, you're afraid of the principal, you're afraid of your teacher, it's not the wrong kind of fear. It's the right kind of fear. It's fear of being punished severely for doing something wrong. And in many cases, very wrong. I don't have a big problem with that. Being afraid for the right reasons. And you can be afraid of your dad in certain situations and still love your dad. You can be afraid of your grandpa, still uncle. You can still love him. But being afraid, let's put it this way. Don't you think there are a lot of people who are afraid of the wrath of God, but they still proclaim their love for God? But by golly, they're scared to death. If they don't make the grade, they're going to hell. And I think that's fear. That's called fear of going to hell. And who would it be that sent you there? God. But you're afraid of him. You love him. I don't see a lot of difference there. We got time for... No, we don't. Let's do a little business, then we'll... we'll have Dr. Doug in here. You have a pet? Dr. Doug. Maybe we'll ask him about copperheads again, since we're into warm weather. Did you see that story? That guy bitten? Sullivan, Missouri, I think. But again, I read, and at the end of the article, it says he was bitten while trying to catch it.
Yeah, don't try and catch it.
That's usually a common denominator
in those
stories.
Wasn't that the guy at the park a year or two ago got bitten because he tried to catch it?
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Don't catch it. Because it says in the article, the only time copperheads will bother anybody is if they're threatened. And one of the ways they're threatened is when they see a big human hand reaching down to pick them up out of their natural environment. They're going to bite you, so don't do that. A-M-I-N-I-S. I've been trying to teach Mike Tyson how to spell. Mike called me the other day, a personal friend.
Really?
Yeah. And he said, thank you. I'm trying to go to that store you're talking about. Just a few better. I can't remember how to spell it. And so I told him.
Is Mike Tyson or Kenny from
Cartman?
You know, it might have been Kenny. It might have been Cartman's calling for Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
But I said, Mike, here's how you spell it. A-M-I-N-I-S. I said, read it back to me, Mike. Here's what he said.
A-R.
No, no.
A-M.
No.
R.
No. No.
You got the A right.
No. No. A-M-I-N. I'll keep working with it. A-M-I-N-I-S. Aminis.com is the website. The location is Chesterfield Valley. It looks a little bit like somebody landed a big... spacecraft there, a big round thing. Also looks like it could be a small indoor arena, like arena football or something. Nope, it's a store. And as unusual and interesting as it is on the outside, multiply that by about 100. That's how interesting it is on the inside. And please take your kids. I know a lot of stores not only don't really want your kids in there, but you don't want them in there. You're embarrassed. They're running. They love kids, and they love for you to bring your kids, and they'll put them in front of a pinball machine or an arcade game free and let them just play and play and play while you walk around and admire the terrific lighting selection, for example, Jaffe Lighting on the second level upstairs, or while you take a look at a pool table or a jukebox or whatever, or, you know, area rugs. Maybe you want to go look at the patio furniture and sit in it, and fine, do that too. The kids will look forward to going back, even though these aren't, for the most part, kid items. It's not children's palace. It's a Meanies, but I will tell you, there's a lot of stuff in there that the whole family is going to enjoy, including the kids, for many, many years. So please, when you get a chance, anywhere near the Valley, and even if you're not, a Meanies. You will not go in another store like it. And everything from a couple of $100 up to a lot more money, but all worth it because they do not sell junk at a Meanies. A-M-I-N-I-S, Meanies.com.
Meet me.
Got a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you've got a crash up in North County at Parker and Old Halls Ferry, and you've got a vehicle fire that's got things backed up on eastbound 70 between Air Flight, and you're backed all the way up to St. Charles Rock Road. And this report is brought to you by the perfectly powerful peanut. Why just snack when you could power snack? Did you know that a handful of peanuts has 7 grams of plant-based protein? For more information and ideas from the perfectly powerful peanut, visit nationalpeanutboard.org. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Begin your Sundays with KTRS. At 7 a.m., it's Maximized Living.
My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my colleague, Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
Followed at 8 by Money Talk with Bob Hardcastle.
I'm Bob Hardcastle, your host. I'm with you every Sunday morning.
At 9, it's Fairways and Greens.
And welcome to the first tee on a glorious Chamber of Commerce Sunday morning.
Followed by the Financial Safari with Jerry Means at 10.
I'm Donna Mason, along with John Stillman, retirement income strategist.
Sunday mornings are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our product.